From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck plowed into a crowded Christmas market in the center of Berlin Monday, killing 12 people and injuring almost 50. Police say the incident occurred outside the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church. Mike Fox is a witness to the incident.
A large truck came through. It went just past me, past my girlfriend. I think it missed me by 3 meters, missed her by 5. It came in through the entrance, hit the sides of the barriers, and then carried on past us.
Some officials are saying that there are signs the crash was intentional, although an investigation is underway. A police spokesman said the truck was registered in Poland. Officials want to know if it was stolen. There are reports that the driver was an asylum seeker, either from Afghanistan or Pakistan, and that he is in custody. An off-duty policeman shot and killed Russia's ambassador to Turkey Monday night in Ankara in an apparent protest against Russia's involvement in Syria. Ambassador Andrei Karlov was making a speech at the opening of an art exhibition. A well-dressed gunman suddenly shot Karlov in the back, yelling Allahu Akbar and vowing to avenge what he said are Russian murders of innocent people in Syria. One witness said the gunman shouted, "Do not forget Aleppo, do not forget Syria." The gunman wounded 3 people before security officers shot him dead. Ambassador Karlov died at a hospital. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the killing was undoubtedly a provocation aimed at derailing the ties between Russia and Turkey. The United Nations Security Council Monday approved a resolution urging the immediate deployment of UN monitors to oversee the evacuation of civilians from the Syrian city of Aleppo. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump was officially chosen by the Electoral College Monday to be the next president of the United States. Electors from each of the 50 states cast their ballots in their respective state capitals. Trump, as expected, surpassed the 270 figure needed to win a 4-year term as president. Because of the bitterness of the race, thousands of supporters of Democrat Hillary Clinton deluged the 306 Republican electors with emails and phone calls demanding they reject Trump. But as each state reported their electoral vote Monday, it was clear that Trump's electors held firm, giving him the final victory in the long presidential campaign. U.S. President Barack Obama has commuted the sentences of 153 convicts, many of them serving drug sentences. Mr. Obama gave pardons to 78 others. It was the greatest number of individual clemencies given in a single day by any U.S. president. When Congolese President Joseph Kabila's second term ended at midnight Monday and he remained in office, gunshots could be heard in the capital, Kinshasa. Congo's Constitution Court ruled that Mr. Kabila could remain in power until new elections are held. The government says elections scheduled for this November had to be postponed because of logistical and financial challenges. Congo's ruling party has proposed that elections be held in April 2018. Protests took place Monday in several Kinshasa neighborhoods, despite a ban on such demonstrations. Witnesses say police fired tear gas to disperse the protesters. Turkey's parliament is set this week to start debating the ruling AK party's new constitutional proposals. Dorian Jones reports.
Over the weekend, the AK party submitted to parliament a package of constitutional reform proposals that would end Turkey's nearly century-long parliamentary rule and replace it with a powerful executive presidency. Under the proposals, parliament can pass legislation overturning decrees issued by the president, but the president will have the power to veto parliamentary legislation. The proposed presidency will also allow an incumbent to lead a political party, ending the present constitutional requirement of neutrality. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A team of international investigators says the wreckage of the missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 will probably not be found in the area in which they've been looking for it for the past 2 years. If nothing is found, the search may be called off. The passenger jet disappeared in 2014 on a flight to Beijing. About 20 pieces of debris have been linked to the plane, most of them found in the western Indian Ocean. No trace has been found in the current search area off Australia. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.